Hello, it's on this day. It's the 1st of May. We made it to May. Congratulations, everyone. I'm proud of you. It is John Givens hosting. I'm joined by Gareth Roberts, by Neil Atkinson, and by Ian Ryan to talk about things that have happened in Liverpool's history on the 1st of May. We've got two games, one win and one defeat, and we've also got a big signing. We're going to start with the signing because we don't normally. And it's a big one as well. It's not a bad one. If the fella who signed for your club on this day ends up scoring the most goals in your club's history, then I'd argue it's a decent one. Ian Rush joins on this day in 1980. It's a £300,000 move from Chester. That's a record fee for a teenager at that time. He goes on to make 660 appearances, scoring 346 goals, which, as I said earlier, is a club record for Liverpool, and will take some beating. He didn't actually make his debut until December of 1980, so it took him a while from signing to play for Liverpool, and he didn't score at all that season, but he certainly made up for it once he did get going. For the next six seasons after that, his lowest total was 26 in all comps, his highest 47. And I mean, there's something interesting in this, in the Neil, in the patience a lot of players had to show when joining Liverpool, even as a record signing for the teenager, you know, albeit coming from Chester. He was someone who had to be patient, and I gather wasn't always best pleased about it. We had occasions where he was wondering whether Liverpool was the right move for him, and even went as far to say to Paisley, if you don't start playing me, I'm getting off.
Yeah, I think the patience is the most interesting part all round, to be honest with you. He just seemed to, you know, There's a long period as well when he gets in, and it's not as though he starts absolutely banging them in either. And I think that this is where he's, you know, the story of Rush is absolutely fascinating. He's never sort of got to be, you know, he wasn't a big money signing. He was an expensive signing for the level that he was at that stage. But he wasn't, you know, it wasn't the idea he came in like Kenny did as replacing Kevin Keegan or anything like that. Instead, he just finds his way and finds his path, and then all of a sudden, absolutely explodes. And it's such an explosive rise once he starts scoring. I mean, it sounds like, it's obviously all this stuff makes it sound like an advert. Once he started scoring, he just couldn't stop. But it is actually true. Once he starts scoring, it's like the goals just do not dry up.